You're listening to the Membership Geeks Podcast, bringing you proven practical tips and advice from the leading experts on growing a successful membership business.
What's up, everyone? Mike Morrison here from the Membership Geeks. Thanks so much for joining me for this week's podcast. If you're new to the show, make sure you hit the subscribe button in your podcast app. And if you are a long-term listener, you know I love and appreciate you. If you have the time to leave a rating and review, it'll be so appreciated. Not only does it help me to know that I'm doing my job well and that I'm helping you, but it also enables us to reach more people, help more memberships, and make more impact. Today, we're not talking about marketing tactics. We're not talking about retention. We're not talking about member engagement or any of that sort of stuff. Instead, we're talking about the most important thing of all, you. Because behind every great membership is a membership owner, and the way that you approach your business will determine the way that things grow, how successful you are, and what your membership is like for you to run day to day, as well as what it's like for your members. So it's not about being perfect. It's not about being this model membershipper. It's not about having it all figured out from day one, but if you're serious about making your membership work long term, then there are some key traits that will make it more likely that you get to where you want to go, that will carry you through those tougher periods and everything in between. So let's get to it. First up, you need clarity of purpose. You need to know why you are doing this. Now, I'm not talking about that kind of vague, hippy-dippy, follow your passion and everything will be perfect kind of fluffy nonsense. I mean real, practical clarity. What is the mission of your membership? Who is it for and who is it not for? What specific people do you help? What problem does your membership solve? And what kind of business are you trying to build here? What does it actually look like day to day, week to week, month to month for you, your team, and of course, your members? Because when you are absolutely clear on those things, every decision gets easier. Pricing, positioning, content, marketing, all of it. The membership owners who struggle the most, they're usually the ones who are trying to please everyone, or they're winging it without any kind of plan and without any kind of clarity on what this is all about, what it's for, who you serve, what you aim to accomplish for your members, and so on. Clarity isn't just something that gives you a strategic advantage. It's also an emotional anchor, because if you really dive deep into who you are serving, what the purpose of your membership is, then that passion that's going to elevate your membership comes from knowing your purpose, knowing what you're here to do. So first and foremost, you need that clarity. You need to know why you're doing this. Second, you need patience, like real patience, not just I'm willing to, slog it out for a couple of weeks. Memberships are a long game. They take time to build, time to grow. You're always refining, you're always evolving. You're not going to be successful overnight. You're not going to get 1,000 members on your first day, or even if you do, that's going to bring its own challenges and it's going to be difficult to sustain. You'll probably wish you hadn't achieved that kind of explosive success, even if you get lucky and things come to you fast, because the reality of onboarding and delivering to that level of members right from the get-go will hit you like a freight train. Successful membership owners know how to zoom out. They understand that small gains, small wins all add up. That slow growth is still growth, and that building something sustainable takes consistency over time. If you're the kind of person who gives up after putting out 2 Instagram posts that gets no response, or doing a really soft launch of a product that doesn't quite take off, you're probably not ready for this kind of business model. But if you've got the patience to play the long game, welcome to the wonderful world of memberships. Now, membership owners also need resilience and adaptability. Memberships are a marathon and not a sprint, but it's a marathon where the terrain keeps changing and where it feels like someone's always kind of moving where the finish line is every few months. You've got to be able to roll with those punches. You've got to be resilient enough to deal with it when members leave, when things break, when you try something, you introduce a new feature or content, and you hear crickets, when a marketing tactic that's been working like gangbusters for years suddenly stops being effective, and when you have those months where it feels like everything's falling apart. Resilience is not about never wobbling. It's about staying standing and keep going anyway. Adaptability is about learning, not panicking, and adjusting course without everything falling apart. The most successful membership owners that I know and that I've worked with, they don't see obstacles as failures. They see them as data. I like to say you either win or you learn. Successful membership owners adjust, evolve, and they ask, okay, if this didn't go the way I wanted it to, what can I learn from it? What can I do differently? They ask, what is the lesson rather than why is this happening to me? It's a mindset thing. And it's crucial to the long-term sustainability of your membership and of you as a membership owner. You also need strong empathy and people skills. Memberships are all about people. And if you don't care about people, if you don't care about your people, if you don't have empathy, you're going to struggle. You don't need to be a therapist. You don't need to be everyone's best friend. You don't need to be an extrovert or the world's most charming membership owner. But you do need to care about your members as human beings, not just numbers on a spreadsheet and money in your bank account. That means listening to feedback, even when it's uncomfortable or unpleasant. That means understanding where people are at and meeting them there. Recognizing that not everyone learns the same way or moves at the same pace, and that if people are falling behind, they're not failing, they are not bad members. And it means taking time to truly build and nurture a community, not just whacking out content and not thinking about the humans who are inside the membership. Empathy makes you a better leader, a better communicator, and a better membership owner, full stop. You also need great communication skills and the ability to channel those into your content creation. You don't need to be a professional copywriter. You don't need to be a pro speaker or a video editor, but you do need to be able to communicate clearly. Your membership lives or dies by your ability to teach, explain, engage, and connect, whether that is through courses, video tutorials, live Q&As, email newsletters, forum posts inside your community, workshops, challenges, whatever format you're using, your success hinges on how well you can take your expertise, your knowledge, and deliver it to someone else in a way that sticks. So if you're not comfortable in this area, in conveying your expertise in a clear, concise manner that will help people who do not have the level of knowledge that you have, who are early in their journey to make progress, then that is something you need to start practicing. That's something you need to start honing as a skill. It is a learnable skill and it's a powerful one. Now, you do need some marketing know-how or a willingness to learn and develop that area. You could have the best membership in the world, but if nobody knows that it exists, you are going to struggle. Now, you don't need to become a full-blown marketing guru, but you do need to be comfortable putting yourself out there, promoting what you offer, and creating visibility. That means understanding your audience and what they need. It means learning how to talk about your membership in a compelling way. And it does mean developing a fundamental understanding of the basics of content marketing, email funnels, and lead generation. Even if you plan on outsourcing this stuff, you still need to understand how it all fits together and relates to your membership. The good news is that this stuff does get easier, especially when you move away from just copying generic formulas and chasing the latest marketing gimmicks, and instead just focus on actually helping people and ensuring that you're doing all that you can to make people who have problems aware of how good your solution to those problems is. You also need to be an action taker. You don't need to be fearless, you don't need to be perfect, but you do need to take action. One of the biggest killers of momentum in memberships, and indeed in businesses as a whole, is overthinking and paralysis by analysis. You see it all the time, people who are stuck trying to figure out what membership plugin to use, and they spend months and months without making a choice, and so they don't move forward. People who are just completely trapped trying to design the perfect content roadmap and never finishing it, never being happy, never feeling it's quite perfect enough to actually roll out to their members. All the while, their members are waiting, they're desperate for that guidance. Or people waiting until they have built and created all of the content that they could possibly need for their membership before they'll even put a sales page up for their launch. That is fear disguised as planning. That's procrastination. The most successful membership owners, they move, they test, they iterate. They're willing to ship things that aren't their version of perfect. Even if it's not all singing, all dancing, they recognize that perfection is a myth and done is better than perfect. Because you can't make perfect something that doesn't exist. And nobody runs a successful membership business by just thinking about it. They get there by taking action and by doing. Something else membership owners definitely need is a strong sense of boundaries. Let's talk about self-preservation. Memberships can be demanding, especially if you're running them on your own and if you haven't set boundaries with your members, if you're worried that having boundaries will put members off and will actually cause people to leave. It's very easy to let your membership business run your life, to say yes to every request, to over-deliver constantly, to burn out trying to please everyone. But the truth is, your best members don't want you to be burned out. They want you to be consistent. They want you to be present. And they just want clarity on what they can expect from you. Successful membership owners set boundaries around access. So especially if you offer coaching or if you are going to be active and present in your community, you need boundaries on how accessible you are directly. You need boundaries around content delivery schedules so people aren't expecting something new to be added in every single day. Set boundaries around support hours for customer service. Make sure people know if they submit a query, how long you'll get back to them when you are and aren't available. Make sure those boundaries are set and then communicate those boundaries clearly. And most importantly, enforce them. Boundaries protect your energy and that's what allows you to show up long term. You also need as a membership owner to have a willingness to learn and evolve. The membership model changes, tech changes. Member expectations change and you change too. If you're someone who needs everything to be set in stone, predictable, if you need to know that your job is finished, your work is done, when once you've created something, that's it, you never need to revisit it. Memberships might not be the business for you, but if you can embrace learning, adaptation and evolution as part of your job, part of your role, and see that as a good thing, not as a burden, then you're going to thrive. Every email you write, every cancellation your membership gets, every launch or campaign that flops or succeeds, it's all data, it's all learning. And the best membership owners are obsessed with learning, not just about marketing and retention, but about their members, what they need, what they struggle with, what keeps them around, what keeps them coming back. That learning, it's the superpower that makes your membership better year after year. And actually putting what you learn into action to evolve your membership, that is how you survive and thrive for the long haul. So to recap, here are the essential skills and attributes every successful membership owner needs. You need clarity of purpose. You need patience, resilience, and adaptability. You need empathy, communication skills, marketing know-how, an action-taking bias, the ability to set and stick to boundaries, and a love of learning. Now, do you need to master all of these before you start a membership? Absolutely not. Are you failing if you are still a little weak in some of these areas? Absolutely not. But you do need to be open to developing them because the truth is your membership will grow as you grow. Your business will get stronger as you get stronger. And if you're listening to this and thinking, oh, okay, maybe I've got a little work to do on my self-development, that's a good thing. That means you're self-aware, you're in the game, and that already puts you ahead of most. If you're content if you kind of feel, you know what, I tick every box, I am the perfect membership owner. Maybe dig a little deeper, maybe look a little closer. Anyway, that is it for today's episode. If you want help building these skills and navigating the challenges of an ever-evolving membership world to grow a membership business that you are proud of, come and join us inside Membership Academy. We've got the training, the community, and the support that you need to build something sustainable, something you actually enjoy running, and something that will last for the long haul. That is it from me. Thanks so much for joining me for today's episode of the Membership Geeks Podcast. Bye for now. If you enjoyed this week's episode of the Membership Geeks Podcast, we invite you to check out membershipacademy.com. Membership Academy is the original membership about memberships, and it's the essential resource for anyone at any stage of starting, growing, and running a successful online membership business. Whether you're still trying to figure out what your idea is going to be and you need some help making it a reality, or whether your website is already up and running and you're looking for ways to grow and attract new members, then Membership Academy can help you to get to the next level. Not only do you get access to our step-by-step membership roadmap, our extensive training library, and exclusive member-only discount and tools, you'll also become part of our supportive, active community of membership owners that will help you along the way in your journey with feedback, encouragement, and advice. All of this and more make Membership Academy the number one place to be for anyone looking to start, manage, and grow a successful membership business. Check it out and join the community at membershipacademy.com.